This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Among the busiest people in capitalism today were surely the folks who work on the foreign exchange markets, the people who make and lose millions on even the slightest changes in currencies. So you can be sure they were working the phones today with that 1.9% devaluation of the yuan. But here's the reality of it. Currency, whether it's dollars or euros or yuan or what have you, currency is a commodity, and it responds to the underlying economic principles accordingly. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has the how-to part of the devaluation story now.
Currency is like marmalade and Barbie dolls and lettuce and duct tape and coffee and anything that is ever bought and sold because it follows the law of supply and demand.
Whatever the supply and demand there is in the foreign exchange markets, that's what determines the exchange rate.
Wyn Thin is global head of emerging markets at Brown Brothers Harriman. If nobody wants your currency, then its price in dollars goes down. If people love your currency, its price gets bid up. So when countries fool around with their exchange rates, they're finding a way to influence supply or demand. Ishwar Prasad teaches at Cornell.
If you increase the supply of your currency, that is going to reduce the price of that currency.
And that's what some countries do. The central bank literally goes out and sells a ton of its own currency. They make it a dime a dozen if they have to pull down the price. And sometimes a country wants to make its currency more expensive. So it'll take whatever dollars or euros it's saved up, go out onto the market, and buy back its own currency.
And bid up its price.
Robert Lawrence teaches international trade at Harvard.
And so that would cause your currency to appreciate.
It's like leaving your own Yelp review. And the U.S. and Europe usually don't like this sort of thing. They think of it as cheating. And China has definitely held down its currency in the past. But this time is different.
In the past, the market was trying to make the currency of China stronger, and they were resisting. Currently, the market is trying to move their currency weaker, and they're going along with it.
So it's not that China's cheating. It's more like it stopped cheating, because it doesn't have to. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.